So you may remember back, like the beginning of end of November, beginning of December, Father Paul and I had started a series of homilies on the Mass, where we were going to walk us through kind of a teaching catechesis on the Mass, and that got interrupted because I got COVID. So we're ready, I think, to start that back up again. And so the first weekend, the first Sunday, we talked about the Mass as this dialogue between the Father and the Son, and how beautiful it is, powerful it is, that we get to enter into their dialogue. And that's what the Mass is, this love talk between the Father and the Son that we join into. And today, I want to talk about the four presences of Christ in the Eucharist, the four real presences. There's lots of different ways that Christ desires to be present to us. I'm going to talk about the four main ways here in the Mass. I want to start talking about that by asking, do you like candles? I love candles. People often light votive candles as a prayer for a particular intention. Candles are always a sign of presence. We light a candle as a prayer in one sense, because the light is a reminder to us of God's presence watching over us and protecting us. The whole idea behind keeping a candle burning in the window until I get home is that someone is waiting, is present, waiting for you to get home. In the liturgy, the church teaches that there are four presences of Christ, four primary ways that Christ is present to us during the Mass. He's truly present in the assembly, in the priest, in the gospel when it is proclaimed, and in the sacred species par excellence. So first, Christ is present in the prayer and the song of the assembly. When we were baptized, a candle was lit for us from the Easter candle, a sign that now, because of our baptism, Christ is present in our soul. So if you're ever struggling to believe that Christ is with you, go dig out your baptismal candle and light it and pray with it. Christ is with you. And you are a sign of his real presence here in this church. Praying and singing in this liturgy, your faith lights up the church with Christ's presence. What a beautiful gift that you bring. Secondly, Christ is really present in the minister, the priest, who presides at Mass. That's why normally if we have two servers in the entrance procession, as well as in the recessional, the servers would carry candles before the priest, because he too is a sign of the real presence of Christ. When I baptize, it's Christ who baptizes. When I bless, it's Christ who blesses. Here shortly, when I confirm, it will be Christ who confirms. When I pray the Mass and say the words, this is my body, this is the chalice of my blood, it's Christ who says those words. And the candles in the procession are a reminder to us of that real presence of Christ. Thirdly, Christ is really present in the gospel that's proclaimed. When the gospel is proclaimed during Mass, it's Christ's words, and it's Christ who proclaims it. We use a book of the Gospels as part of that gospel procession at Mass. And again, when we have two servers, they hold candles at the ambo, because the gospel proclaimed is one of the real presences of Christ. And the candles are a reminder to us that Christ is present when his words are proclaimed. Now, fourthly, Christ is really and truly present in his body and blood on the altar. That's one of the reasons why we have candles around the altar, because of the real presence of Christ that comes to be there. That's also why we have the sanctuary lamp, candle, burning by the tabernacle, a reminder to us that Christ is truly present in the host, in the tabernacle. Now notice that we don't have candles accompany the gift bearers during the offertory. when we have an offertory procession, at least. Why would that be? Because the bread and the wine are not yet changed into the body and blood of Christ. We could have candles there because of the gift bearers themselves, but the focus at that point is on the gifts. And those gifts are still just bread and wine. The church actually teaches that in this fourth way, Christ is present par excellence. That is, he's present in an enduring way. Not just for a time, as when the gospel is proclaimed and then the sound of the words fade away, right? Here, rather, his presence endures even after the Mass is finished. The host does not go back to being ordinary bread and wine after the Mass. His presence endures. Christ is also present in a perfected way. The real presence of Christ in you as the assembly and in me as the priest can be obscured by our sinfulness. But in the Eucharist, there's no sin. So we say that Christ is truly presented here par excellence, that because his presence is both enduring and perfected. Let me just say a little bit more about this fourth presence of Christ. This mystery of the Eucharist is a central part of Catholic identity, and so we do well to spend a little time with it. What is the body of Christ? First, there was the historical body of Christ that walked the earth some 2,000 years ago. But that's not what we receive here at Mass. But then that historical body experienced a radical transformation in the resurrection. And now we know Christ in his risen and glorified body, a spiritual body that's present wherever God is present. The historical flesh and blood of Christ, in a sense, no longer exists because they were changed, transfigured, glorified, spiritualized. And here in the Eucharist, bread and wine are changed, transfigured, glorified, spiritualized. Because of that change, we receive Christ as he is now, risen, living, glorious, spiritual. But spiritual in the most real sense of that word, as referring to what's most real and most enduring, right? I mean, the stuff of our body will die and fade, but our spirit will live forever. So what's most real in that sense? That's the mystery present here under the appearance of bread and wine. The real presence of the risen, glorified body and blood of Christ. Now, there's also a third dimension to the body of Christ, and that's what we call the mystical body of Christ. And that refers to all those who have been baptized into Christ. In the Eucharist, we have communion with the risen, glorified Christ, and also with the members of his mystical body, the church. We could talk about that as both a vertical and a horizontal dimension, right? In the gospel today, when the two disciples encounter the real presence of Jesus, the gospel adds, it was about 4 p.m. You think, okay, we're supposed to only celebrate Mass at 4 p.m? What's the point of that, right? The encounter of his presence, I think, was so powerful that they remember the day and the hour. I'll never forget when he came into my life. When Andrew brings his brother Simon to this encounter, Simon is so transformed that he receives a new name, Peter. It's not enough that we have the real presence of Jesus in the church. You and I must go out of ourselves to encounter him. And when we do that, we'll never be the same. The world around us will never be the same again. The real presences of Christ here in the Mass. It's the way that we renew our covenant with God every Sunday. It's how we have communion with Christ and with one another. It's part of the promise that Christ gave us, that he will be with us until the end of the world. And coming here, we come to the encounter. It was about 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, January 17th.